Sechtes Menachah is Daf Yud Beis, seven lines in the bottom of Daf Yud Alfam Beis at the new Mishnah, and this Mishnah is very similar to a Mishnah we had in Sechtes Vachim, relevant to Kavanas Chutzos Ma'ane V'Chutzos Ma'koymoy by Zavach, and we know that these Psulim were learned from the Psukim in Pashat Sav and Pashat Kedoshim, as the Pasuk in Pashat Sav states, V'me'ochel Ya'ochel M'Besaz Zavach Shlom by Yom HaShlishi Lo'yei Ratza Hamakrav Oysa Lo'yei Choshev Lo'yei Pigul Yia V'Hanefesh Ha'chelos M'Mena Wa'Vein Natisa, and the Pasuk in Pashat Kedoshim states, V'me and the next pasuk states, and our Mishnah will teach us that these psulim are also relevant to a Karban Mincha based on the same hekesh between a Mincha and Chatos that we learned in Daf Beis and Beis, and we already know that if while doing one of the Avodas Adam of Shechita Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika, one had Machshava or actually stated that he will eat a part of the Karban that is Nechal, and for example, the Bas of a Chatos to Shlamim after its Manach. Or he stated it would be makriv a dovah nechal mizbeach after its proper zman, then a korban would be pasul. And if he continued to be makriv the korban properly and didn't have any other improper intentions aside from machshavas chutzos manoi, then if he would eat from this korban, he would also be chayiv kares. And as we know, this is referred to that he was makriv hamater kemitzvasoi. However, if he did another one of avodos or part of avodah with a machshavas chutzos mekaymoi or by chatas of pesach a machshavas shloi lishman, then the chayiv kares would no longer apply, and our Mishnah would teach us that this same psul applies if one had an improper machshavas chutzos manoi, either regarding the kaimitz lahakta chutzos manoi, or regarding the shrayim lechol chutzos manoi, and he had this kavana during any of the avidas hakaimitz, referring to kmitza nesina bekli haylocha or haktara. If he was makriv hamatik mitzvasai and he was makriv the kmitza properly, so if he then ate the shrayim, he would be chayiv kares. Similarly, the Mishnah will also teach us that if while doing one avidas of the kmitza, one had machshava to eat the shrayim chutzul mekaymai, or to be makta akaymitz chutzul mekaymai, then the mincha would be pasal. However, if one ate from the shrayim, there would not be a chiyuv kares. And our Mishnah will initially discuss these dinim as they apply while performing kmitza, and will then mention that the same dinim apply by the rest of the avodas of a korban mincha, referring to nesina bekli, haylocha, and haktara. After we finish reading the Mishnah, we will go back and read Rashi in the Mishnah. And our Mishnah begins, akaymitz es mincha lechol shirah b'chutz, akizayis min shirah b'chutz, or lahakta kaim to bechutz, or kizayis kaim to bechutz, or lahakta levinasa bechutz, pasol vein by karis, lechel shira lamacha, or kizayis bishira lamacha, lahakta kaim to lamacha, or kizayis mekam to lamacha, or lahakta levinasa lamacha, and we continue and after you'd bezum and olive, pigle vechayavin love karis, and our Mishnah teaches us that if while one is doing kmitza of a kar mincha, he stated either I will eat the shirayim of this kar mincha outside of its proper place, I will eat it outside of the azara, or he stated I won't eat the entire shrayim, but I'll eat a kezayis from the shrayim outside of the azara, where he stated I'll be makta the full kaimates, or a kezayis of the kaimates outside of the azara, where he stated I'll be makta the levina outside of the azara. So in all these cases, although the korban mincha will be pasul, however, if he eats any of the shrayim, then he will not be chayiv kares. However, this only applies when the kavana was for chutzul mekaimai. The Mishnah continues that we know that the shrayim of a korban mincha is kodesh kadoshim, and therefore can be eaten for a day and a night. Therefore, if while the Kohen is doing the kmitza and he stated that I'll eat the shrayim, or I'll eat at least the kezayis of the shrayim outside his proper zman, and I will eat it the next morning, or if he stated I'll be makta the kmitza or the kezayis from the kmitza the next day, or he stated I'll be makta the levain the next day, then in all these cases, not only is the Kohen pasul, if he would be makravan matik mitzvasai, then if he would eat from the shrayim, then he'd be chayiv kares as well. The Mishnah now continues and gives us a general rule that zeh klal, kol kaimitz a nesim bekli hamelech hamakter lechol davish shadak lechol hakter davish shadak lechter chutzul mekaimet pasul ve'im bekaris chutzul zmanu pigel v'chiyavon of kares uvatch yakov hamater kmitzvasai. The general rule is, as we already explained, that if someone had kavana while they were doing kmitza, or while they were placing the kmitza in the klisharis, or while they were taking the kmitza towards the mizbeach, or while they were makter the kmitza on the mizbeach, if the kavana was to eat something which is a davish shadak lechol by mincha, this refers to shrayim, which is eaten by the kohenim, or lahakter davish shadak lahakter, and to be makter the kmitza, which is a davish shadak lahakter, and he had kavana to do so chutzul mekaymai, then it would be possible, but there would not be a chiyuv kares. However, if he stated I'll eat the shrayim, or I'll be makter the kmitza chutzul manoi, then not only would the kohen mincha be possible, but if he would eat from the shrayim, then he'd be chayiv kares, as long as the rest of the avodas of the kmitza were done properly, and as the Mishnah stated, or vad shiyakov hamater kmitza. mitzvasai. Mishnah now continues to give examples of being makar v'matir k'mitzvasai, as ketsa kar v'matir k'mitzvasai, kamatz b'shtika, nasim b'kli v'hoich v'ikta chutzuz manai, oishe kamatz chutzuz manai, nasim b'kli v'hoich v'ikta b'shtika, oishe kamatz v'nasim b'kli v'hoich v'ikta chutzuz manai, v'zer oishe kar v'matir k'mitzvasai. What are examples of someone that was kar v'matir k'mitzvasai? The Mishnah explains, for example, if the kohen who did the k'mitza while he was quiet and didn't say that he's doing it for wrong intent, then by the remaining three avodas of the k'mitza, he had kavana of chutzos manai, and for example, he placed the k'mitza in the kli, and he was meilichid, and he was makter chutzos manai, or in a case where he only did k'mitza with intent of chutzos manai, and then for the remaining three avodas, he did them properly, and he didn't say anything, or in a case where he did all four avodas improperly, and he had intent of chutzos manai, in all these cases, he was karev hamatik mitzvasai, therefore, not only would the kavana be possible, but if he ate from the shirayim, he'd be chayiv kares. Ayn Rashi uvach yakav hamater, which refers to the k'mitza by a kar mincha k'mitzvasai, and Rashi explains ki ilu hayakasha lo yehe shum psul ela pigol avim yeh shum psul acher su lo pogol v'ein by kares k'naram perek sheni yeratza k'sib b'pigol v'ksib b'kasha yeratza k'atzaraz kasha k'achatzaraz pigol shlo yeh ba shum psul acher. And the only way that you'd be chayiv kares is only if there was a machshav al chutzuz manai and with no other bad intentions. As the Mishnah continues, Ketzad loikar v'hamater k'mitzvasai, and what are examples of one who is not makar of hamater, which is the k'mitza k'mitzvasai? The Mishnah gives examples, kamatz chutzul m'kaymoi, nasim b'kli, v'hoich v'ikta chutzuz manai, that if one did k'mitza, and he had intent chutzul m'kaymoi, at this point, the carbon is already pasal, and then if he's nasim b'kli, and he was meilich, and he was makter chutzul m'manai, even though he had machshav of chutzuz manai, there would not be a chiv of kares. Similarly, oisha kamatz chutzuz manai, or even in a case where he actually had a bad machshava initially, and while he was doing k'mitza, stated that he was doing the k'mitza in order to eat the shirayim, or to be makta the k'mitza chutzos manai, certainly if he would actually do the rest of the avodas b'shtika, not only would the carbon be pasul, but he would be chayiv kares if he ate from the shirayim. However, in this case, he was nasa b'kli v'hoyel v'hikta chutzos m'kaymai, that he actually placed in the kli, or he was melech, or at the time that he was being makta the k'mitza, had an improper kavana, and he had kavana of chutzos m'kaymai. So in this case, although the carb will still be pasul, however, since he was not makar v'hamater k'mitzvasai, therefore, if he ate ishrayim, he would not be chayiv kares. The Mishnah continues with another example, oisha kamat nasim b'kli v'hoyel v'hikta chutzos m'kaymai, or in any case where he did one of the avodas of the k'mitza, and he had kavana of chutzos m'kaymai, and for the other three avodas, he had kavana of chutzos manai, but since he had kavana by one of the avodas of chutzos m'kaymai, once again, although the kavana will be pasul, however, if he ate ishrayim, he would not be chayiv kares. As the Mishnah states, zeh ushloi kar v'hamatik mitzvasai, and ayin Rashi, oisha kamat v'nasim b'kli v'hoyelch v'hikta. Rashi explains that certainly we can't say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he did all four avodas with kavana of chutzos m'kaymai, and certainly in that case, he would not be chayiv kares, as he didn't have machshav of chutzos manai at all. Therefore, Rashi explains, as we explain the Mishnah, klima oiktani, im osa achas me'ilal, menas lechel shirayim chutzos m'kaymai, v'chol ha'gimel chutzos manai, le'karva k'aymitz k'mitzvasai, though by one of the avodas he had kavana of chutzos manai, if he ate the shirayim, he would not be chayiv kares. Let us keep in mind that aside from the psul of chutzul m'kaymai and chutzul z'manai, we already saw the psul of shalei l'shma. However, generally, if someone had kavada regarding a karb mincha, that he's doing so shalei l'shma, then the karb mincha would still be kosher, el shalei olu b'ayim l'shem chayva. However, just like we saw two exceptions, b'negeya zevach, and as we saw in the Mishnah Masech Tzvachim, if one had kavada shalei l'shma by a karb pesach or by a karb chatos, then the karb would actually be pasul. So similarly, we saw two exceptions in the first Mishnah of Av Masechta, and as our Mishnah stated, kol menachah shenikmetu shloi l'shman k'sheirais el shloi olu b'ayim l'shem chayva chutz m'minchas chayto m'minchas kanais. Therefore, our Mishnah will continue and explain how kavana shloi l'shma by minchas chayto m'minchas kanais would have an effect on the chi of kareis for someone had kavana by one of avodas by a mincha of chutzos manai. And as our Mishnah continues and brings three scenarios, as minchas chayto m'minchas kanais shekmatzin shloi l'shman and nasa m'kli v'hoch v'ikta chutzos manai, and number two, oisha kamatz chutzos manai, nasim b'kli v'hoyelch v'hikta shloi l'shman, or number three, oisha kamatz v'nasim b'kli v'hoyelch v'hikta shloi l'shman, zeh shloi kar v'matik mitzvasai. And the Mishnah teaches us that not only is the din of shloi kar v'matik mitzvasai applicable where someone had kavana of chutzul m'kaymai, but it's also applicable where someone had kavana of shloi l'shma by kar minchas chayte or minchas kanais. If while doing the k'mitza of a minchas chayte or minchas kanais, nice, one on kavan of shloi lishma, and therefore the karmen is already pasal, even if he would do the other three avodas with kavan of chutzos manai, even in a case where he did kmitza with the machshava of chutzos manai, and therefore at that point the karmen was already pasal, and he should really be chayiv koris if he eats a shrayim. However, afterwards he did the rest of the avodas with kavan of shloi lishma, or in a scenario where he did three out of the four avodas of a karmen mincha at kavan of chutzos manai, and he only did one of the avodas with kavan of shloi lishma, then all these cases, although the karmen would be pasal, however, if he ate from the shrayim, he would not be chayiv kares. The Mishnah continues that not only is the din of shloi karva matika mitzvasa relevant where someone had kavana by separate avodas, this din would also be relevant if one had kavana of chutzos manai, and during the same avoda, he also had kavana of chutzos mekaymai, or by minchas choyte, or minchas kanais, he had kavana of shloi lishma. As the Mishnah states, lechol kazayis bechutz, kazayis l'macha, or kazayis l'macha, kazayis bechutz, or kechatsi zayis bechutz, kechatsi zayis l'macha, or kechatsi zayis l'macha, kechatsi zayis bechutz. In all these cases, although the karm will still be pasal, however, in by karis, if he ate from the shirayim, he would not be chayiv karis. Examples that the Mishnah gave is when one had kavana during any of these avodas, and he'll eat a kazayis outside, which is kavana chutzal mekaymai, and during the same avoda, he also had kavana, and he would eat a kazayis the next day, which is a kavana of chutzos manai, even in a case where he initially had kavana of to eat a kazayis the next day, which initially was a kavana of chutzos manai, and then he had kavana of chutzos mekaymai, in a case where he only had kavana to eat a half a kazayis outside, and he also had kavana to eat a half a kazayis chutzos manai, or in the opposite case where he initially had kavana to eat a half a kazayis chutzos manai, then during the same avoda he had kavana to eat a half a kazayis chutzos mekaymai. So in all these cases, the karm would be pasal. However, the Maisa the Tanakam holds that since he didn't only have a machshava chutzos manai, and even though he only had a machshava chutzos mekaymai during part of the avodah, this still not considered it was makar v'matik mitzvasai, and therefore he would not be chayiv kares. The Mishnah continues and tells us that Rabbi Yehuda is chayiv on the Tanakama. On Rabbi Yehuda zaklal im machshavas hazman kadal machshavas hamokim pigol v'chayiv lo kares. However, im machshavas hamokim kadal machshavas hazman pasal v'im by kares v'chamayim zavzeh pasal v'im by kares. Review the holds that the only time that there would be a possibility that if someone's not karav amatik mitzvasai, that the chi of kares would not apply, only if he had a machshav of chutzal mekaymai prior to having machshav of chutzal manai. But if one initially had kavana of chutzal manai, and only after that point did he also have machshav of chutzal mekaymai, then he would still be chayav kares, even though he was not makarav amatik mitzvasai. I in the middle of Rashi do maskal kazayis bechutz or kazayis l'macha. Rashi points out the Rabbi Yehuda who the itzrich to loy tame of bishtei avodus who the plug Rabbi Yehuda the basa kamaisa zinon, as one shouldn't think Rabbi Yehuda is only chayav on the Tanakama in a case where they had in machshavas during two separate machshavas, and then Rabbi Yehuda goes based on the first machshava, and if he had machshava chutzos manai initially and only afterwards did he have machshava chutzos mekaymai, then he would still be chayav kares. But if he had machshava chutzos mekaymai and only afterwards did he have machshava chutzos manai, then he would not be chayav kares. Al b'choda v'ida moida, possibly Rabbi Yehuda would be moida the Tanakama if one had two machshavas during one avoda, then even though initially he had a machshava chutzos manai, we would still have to take into account his second machshava chutzos mekaymai, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be moida the Tanakama. They would not be chayav kares. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yehuda is also chayav on Tanakama, even if he had both machshavas during one avoda, since he initially had a machshava of chutzos manai prior to having machshava of chutzos mekaymai, and even though it's during one avoda, Rabbi Yehuda still holds that he would be chayav kares. And the Mishnah ends off that chum hold zev zev pasul ve'im by kares. And I in the top tases on the armid, but chum imim echad zev echad zev pasul ve'im by kares. And tases is v'im taimar haynu Tanakama, and l'chayu the chum shita is exactly like Tanakama. Tezis answers that in the Chanami, the Shita Chachamim is exactly like the Shita of the Tanakama, and our Mishnah is trying to teach us that we pass like the Tanakama, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And as Tezis states, Vayishlema the Asla Mistam Kavosei, and we find a similar concept in Masechtas Nida and Daf Lamed. And before we begin the Gemara, let us go back and see some Rashi. Rashi and Daf Yudal from Beis and Diba Maschel Oyla Hakter Kaim to Bechutz discussed the Psul of Chutzal Mekayma and Chutzal Manai, and the Mishnah stated that these Psukim are relevant to someone that had kavana lech l'shirah b'chutz, and also lahakta koim to b'chutz. And as Rashi explains, the machshava peiselas bein shechishiv l'achilus adam bein shechilu sheva l'achilus mizbeach k'goin aktara d'chsiv beigam machshava v'mei ochel ye'ochel min b'saz zevach shlomo b'yem ha'shlishi v'am b'teres koinim yochel k'mashmoi. Maybe this pasuk is talking about someone that ate noiser, and as it's mashma from the pashas of the pasuk that he ate the carbon on the third day, and what v'tam And therefore we see that it's not talking about achila, but it's talking about akrava. And b'shas akrava nifgal ve'in nifgal b'shlishi alba b'machshav v'mayri shechishiv lechom menu b'shlishi v'ksiv v'me'ochli y'ochol b'shtei achilas akosu b'daber b'achilas odom v'achilas mizbeach. And Rashi continues that machshav v'chutzul m'kayma is pasal ve'in b'ikores the machshav v'chutzul m'kayma p'seles da'on b'teres k'inim y'ochol leitiv pasal machshav v'chutzul m'kayma k'sho'im v'pashal k'deshim tiyu y'me'ochli y'ochol b'yam ha'shlishi z'me'in inil chutzul manoi da'kosvi b'tzavis arein. Since the pasuk in Parshas Tzav discusses chutzos manoi, therefore tneu inil chutzos mekaymoi. Rashi points out that we know that if someone had machshav chutzos manoi, then it'd be chayiv koreis if they ate the shirayim. However, this would not apply b'negei machshav chutzos mekaymoi. And Rashi is bothered v'ikasher kosov gabi chutzos mekaymoi b'toshim tiu va'oichlo va'voyni yisov v'nichrusa. And it actually talks about chayiv of koreis b'negei the machshav chutzos mekaymoi. However, zok Rashi who mekmina l'bekrisu parakamol the koreis dinaisa b'gzir shava the kodesh kodesh. That chiyuv of kares is speaking about the regular issa of neisar, and if someone ate neisar, then it would be chayiv kares. Rashi is also bothered that in our Mishnah, not only do we speak about achilas shirayim b'chutz, but we also spoke about a kezayis mishirayim b'chutz. Similarly, not only do we speak about the haktara of the full kmitza b'chutz, but we also spoke about haktara of a kezayis of a kmitza b'chutz. However, b'negeid haktara of levina, the Mishnah only spoke about haktara of the full levina b'chutz, and it didn't mention anything about a kezayis levina. As Rashi continues, v'ikasha ma'ilei Tonanami Kazayas Mulvay Nasa, and Rashi explains Tarets, Hachstom, Krabon, Darmino El, the Levina Kshir, Bekurit Echod, Hilkokle Tonakazayas. Our Mishnah is going specifically like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that we saw on Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, and we saw on Daf Yud Aleph from a Beis. They hold that although initially one has to bring a full Kmitz of Levina, however, if at the time of Daktara there was either only two pieces of Levina left, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, or Lefi Rabbi Shimon, there was only one piece of Levina left, then it would still be kosher. Therefore, our Mishnah mentions and he doesn't mention anything about a kezayis, as it's very possible that there was less than a kezayis left over, and it could have been only one or two pieces of levain left. And even so, if one had kavana to be makter a small part of levaina chutzal mekaymai, then the carbon would be pasul. And if he had kavana of chutzal manoi, then he would also be chayiv kares. And I in the Shittim Gobetzas who brings down this pshat of Rashi, and he states v'loy nehira as number one, dim kain listening lahakter kurt echad melevaina, then the Mishnah should have specifically stated that he had kavana to be makter one kurt of levaina. And number two, hakim no masisa kurameir da amar chis levaina subsula. We previously stated that the Mishnah on Daf Yud Alpha and Aleph that stated chis levaina subsula, specifically going like the sheet of Rameir, holds as a requirement of kaimens betchila v'kaimens besayv that you have to have a full kmitza of levaina at the beginning of the process, and you have to have a full kmitza of levaina remaining at the time of the kmitza of the flour onto the mizbeach. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense to say that our Mishnah, which is the next Mishnah after the Mishnah we had, is specifically not going like Rav Meir, and is going like Rashita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the Shita tries to explain our Mishnah differently, and then he states, Elonir Loima, the Samach HaKulu Kazayis Le'el, V'lecharish L'harach, V'hu Adin L'Levayna, in the Chanami, the same dinim that we just stated would apply to L'Levayna as well. However, since the Mishnah already stated, Lech Shirah B'chot, Oy Kazayis M'Shirah B'chot, and Lechak to Kaimtsa B'chot, Oy Kazayis Kaimtsa B'chot, therefore the Mishnah didn't continue and state, Lechak to L'Levayna. Even though the same didn't apply, b'negei levayna as well. Ayin sham b'tzarach biyar. Rashi continues and daf yud beis min aleph pigel v'chiyav lav kares. And how do we know that if someone had machshav v'chutzos manoi, then there would be a chiyav kares? And zok Rashi that's referring to someone that eats from shirayim the mincha. Dechzib v'chutzos manoi avoyno tisa v'chzib v'noisa v'ichlo v'avoyno yisa and malalon chzib v'nichrusa afkano ichlo b'kares v'achzib yishov v'parakamad akrisais. Three lines from the top of the narrow lines, Rashi continues that the Mishnah stated a klal, if someone had kavana lechol dovish shadaka lechol lahakti dovish shadaka lahakter, and Rashi states avol mechishav lahakti shirayim lamacha, but if he had machshava to be makta shirayim the next day, and although shirayim is part of the carbon, but it's not something that's going to be hooked on at all, and it's something that's eaten by the kohenim, and similarly lechol kaimitz lamacha, or if he had kavana to eat the kmitza the next day, and the kmitza is something that's supposed to have aktara on the mizbeach and it's supposed to be eaten by the Mizbeach, in those cases not only would he not be chayiv kares, however, would not even pass the carbon, and as Rashi states, kosher, as the butler daita eats a kol adam, this is not considered improper machshava at all. Let us begin the next Gemara, and we will learn the Gemara based on the sheet of Rashi. However, keep in mind, on Daf Yud Gimel Min Aleph at the end of the perek, so between Rashi at the end of the perek and Rashi at the beginning of the next perek, is brought down the sheet of the Ram, who who's Rabbeinu Meir, which is the son-in-law of Rashi, as well as the Shita of the Rashbam, who's Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Meir, who is the grandson of Rashi. They both explain our sugya differently than Rashi, Ayin Shom. Our Gemara begins, Yiboylu, that we had the following Shaila, L'divri Oymish, Shiraim Shechosu ben Kmitz Laktara, Makta Kremitz Leyen, V'kai Melon, Da'isa Shiraim, Asurim Barachila, Ma'od Tenlu, Aktar, L'mikbenu B'pigol, V'lefkinu M'day Mila, that L'fi the Shita of Rabbi Yechon, that we just learned on Daf Tesa ben Aleph, that although certainly at the time of Kmitza, all the flour and ingredients of the Mincha must still be around. However, Rabbi Yechon teaches us that if one lost part of the Shiraim between the time the Kohen did the Kmitza and when he performed the Aktar of the Kmitza, then the Kohen can still be Makta to the Kmitza and the Karm would be kosher. However, it would be also to eat the Shiraim, and as we saw the Makar Makaris for this din on the Testament Beis from Zairi and potentially an alternative Makar from Rabbi Yanai. And the Gemara now has a Shaila if we would say that although the Aktar isn't Makta the Shiraim Bachila, but the Maisa the carbon is kosher, and therefore if one had a Machshava of Chutzal Makaimai while performing Aktar, then the Karm would still be possible, and if he had Machshava Chutzal Zmanai while performing Aktar, then not only would the Karm be possible, but he would be Chayav Karis if he ate from the Shiraim. In addition, as we know, Benegeya Karm Mincha, that prior to being Makta the Kmitza, then if someone would actually have enough from this carbon or from the Shiraim, then they would be Oivam Ila. However, once one performs a prop Aktar for the carbon, then there would no longer be an Issim Ila on the Shiraim. Therefore, the Gemara also has a Shaila Benegeya Ila. Since Lamaisa he did Aktar on this carbon, would we say that there would no longer be an Issim Ila on the Shiraim? Or would we say that since the Shiraim can never actually be eaten, therefore, Benegeya Machshava of Chutzal Mekaymai, Chutzal Zmanai, so he had Machshava on Dovah She'in Da'akar Lechol, as Lamaisa he would never be able to eat the Shiraim? Therefore, as we just saw in Rashi, that in the Machshava on a Da'akar She'in Da'akar Lechol doesn't have an effect at all on the carbon, and the carbon would still be completely kosher. And similarly, since the Shiraim will not be Mutar Bachila, possibly this Haktara will not remove the Issim Ila from the Shiraim either. Let us see Rashi in the Gemara, Diba Maschel Ma'ot Tanilu Haktara Lemekbinu Bepigol, going in Hikta Kaimitz Al Manas Lechol Hani Shiraim Chutzal Zmanon or Chutzal Mekaimon Mekboi Bepigol Bach Haktara Kibaktara Malia Hoyle Bishus Makder Oidil Makim Dein Shiraim Necholim Havale Kimichash Lechol Mocha Dovish Ein Dak Lechol Kin Amar Lekamon Lohim Ana Machshavtai. And Rashi continues that we also have a Shaila Yinami Lafkinu Meila. This is talking about a standard case. It was Shiraim, it was Chosru, and he was Makter Kmitza Bishtika, and he did the Kmitza properly. And as Rashi states, a Mekhtira Kedaka Bishtika, and the Shaila is Mi Amina Kiv Nitra Rishus Laktirai Havaktar Maalia Umafkal Shirai Medei Meila Kaktar Maaliasa. And as we learned in Masechtas Meila, Hamenachas Meila Ben Meshuk Tushu Karva Kaimitz Chayavon La Meshum Pigol Naisa V'Tamei Ve'im Meila B'Shirayim. However, once his Aktaras Hakmitza, then there is no longer an Issa Meila on the Shirayim. The Havli Shashet L'Kainim V'Chol Sheish L'Shashet L'Kainim Ein Bay Meila V'Per Kamen Meila Oydil Makiv Nesayv Sayv Ein Shirayim Nechalim. What would we say that in Lomais in this case the Kayanim would not be able to eat Shirayim? Therefore, even though he did a prop Haktara, but Havli Dovah Shein Lohet L'Kainim V'Lei Nafkim Meila, therefore there would still be an Issa Meila if one had Meila from the Shirayim. Before we continue, let us point out that in the Mishnah Masechtas Meila there is a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer in a similar case to our Shaila, and the Mishnah is discussing a scenario where Basel Kachem was removed from the Azara and became Pasel Mishum Yotzei, and Rabbi Elezer holds that if the Kohen does Zrikas Adam properly, although the carbon would be kosher, but since the Zrika isn't matted at Basel Bachila, so the Issa Meila would still apply to his Basel, that while Rabbi Akiva is Chilek and holds that although the Basel will never be Mutter Bachila, but since the Kohen did Zrika, so there will no longer be an Issa Meila, and it would seem that the same Achlik should apply in our scenario where the Shiraim will never become Mutter Bachila. If you are Rabbi Akiva, there should no longer be an Issa Meila. However, if while doing Aktara one had a Machshavas Pigol, then the Karm should be Pasol, and if he had Machshavas Chutzos Manoi, then he should be Chayav Karis. Similarly, if you are Rabbi Elezer, that even if one is Makter Kmitza, then there should still be an Issa Meila. And similarly, if he was Makter Chutzos Mekayma and Chutzos Manoi, then the Issa Pigol should still apply. However, the Gemara teaches us, Am Rav Huna, Afil Rabbi Akiva Dam is Yukam El Sri Yotzei, Hanim Yili Yotzei, the Issa Be'ene, the Pasol Machbas Dava Acherhu, Al Chisorin, the Psul Dugufehu, Loi Mahan Le Aktara. Rav Huna explains that not only would Rabbi Elezer hold in our scenario, the Aktara is Enim Eles, and would not remove the Issa Meila, and also if one had Machshavas Pigol during the Aktara's Hakimet, that the Issa Pigol would not apply, but even Rabbi Akiva would agree to Rabbi Elezer, as the only time that Rabbi Akiva stated that Zrika is Me'eles for Meila and for Pigol is only by a Psul Yotzei, since it's more Kal, as all of the Bus is still Be'en. The reason it has a Psul is based on a separate and distinct issue, as the basa was yoytzei chutz lazara, however, part of the kmitza is lost and is no longer be'end, and certainly misvara, that would be worse, and haktara of the kmitza would not affect me'ila. Similarly, if during the time of the haktara one had a machshava of chutz l'mekaymo, chutz l'zmanoi, then it would not have an effect either. Gemara continues, omali Rava, that Rava responds to Rav Huna, that adu Rabba, that the svara should be punfa kert, that I feel the Rav Leza, da'ama inzrika me'el s'liyotzei, hanami liyotzei, the leysi b'fnim, avachasar and the isi b'fnim, hanami liyaktara. Rava explains that the svara should be punfa kert, then not only would Rabbi Kiva hold, then our scenario, the aktara would be me'eles, the aktara would have an effect, and would remove the isi me'ila, and also if one had machshavas pigel during the aktara sakoymeds, that the isi pigel would apply. Even Rabbi Leza will argue to Rabbi Kiva b'negei yotzei, and he held that in zrika me'eles, that since the zrika would not help in order to be matted the basa, therefore the isi me'ila would still apply. Similarly, if one had machshavas pigel while performing zrika for a carbon that's basa became puzzled because it was yotzei, the isa pigel does not apply. However, that din was only applicable to the psul of yotzei. That psul is more chamor since the basar is not inside the azara. However, in the case of agamor, which is discussing a psul of chesarin, some of the shirayim is lost, but everything else is still around and still inside the azara. Even Rabbi Lezer will agree that haktara would have an effect. Number one, there would no longer be an isa me'ila, and number two, if someone had kavana of chutzal zman and chutzal mekaymai while performing haktara on this mincha, then the carbon would be pigel, and the carbon would be pasal, and if one had machshav v'chutzos manoi, then it would be chayiv kares. Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava states, Minah minula, how do I know that although ein zrika me'elas liyotzei, even so, kmitza would have an effect, even though the shirayim is chasru. However, once the coin is mak to the kmitza, the isim ilu would no longer affect the shirayim. If at the time of Haktaras kmitza, the coin had a machshava or pigel, even though the shirayim cannot be eaten, but ultimately the machshava's pigel still has an effect on the carbon, and the carbon would be puzzle, and if he had a machshava chutzos manoi, then if he ate the shrine, he would be chayiv karis. And Rav's raya is quite complex, and we will read the raya inside. Only afterwards will we explain the raya. As Rav continues, the tnan, and as we learned in our Mishnah, hakoymitz mincha lach shirah bechutz, oy kizayis mishirah bechutz, the Mishnah taught us that in all the cases where one had kavana to eat the shirayim or to be makted a koymitz chutzal mekoymai, then the karm would be puzzle, the inboy karis. However, if he had kavana lach shirah lemacha, oy kizayis mishirah lemacha, since he had a kavana of achila, and either was achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, that was chutzos manoi, not only would the karm be puzzle, but if he ate the shirayim, he'd be chayiv karis. Rava continues, v'tani Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya taught a braisa, he actually had a different girsa than the Mishnah. He was gurus, hakoymitz es mincha lechel shirah bechutz, u lahak te koymitz bechutz, u lahak te levaynasa bechutz, pasal ve'in bay karis, and he left out examples of lechel kezayis mishirah bechutz, and also lahak te kezayis koymitz bechutz, and as the Gemara states, v'loy tani a kezayis, and he wasn't gurus the cases of a kezayis. Rava continues, my time v'loy tani a kezayis, why is it Rav Chiya would not have been gurus the words like kezayis? As the Chiya, there's no question that no one should argue on this point, and certainly if someone had kavana to eat a kezayis of the shirayim b'chutz, or to be makta kezayis of the kmitza b'chutz, and certainly all agree, and Rav Chiya should agree, that the carbon should be pasul. From this point, we will read the Gemara, and then explain once we finish read the Gemara. And Rava continues, Lav kagoyin shechasu shirayim v'kamalu ha-kezayis, v'kiva d'v'matin kli b'hiluch v'aktar loy masinle oy kezayis ha-shirayim, and therefore b'kemitza nami lechel shirayim loy toni oy kezayis. Rava continues, that since Lamaisa, our Mishnah has the girsa of Oikazayas, Victoni Sefer, Pigel, Vichayavim of Kares, Alma Mahanalu Akhtara. And Rav points out that what is the reason why Rav Chiya isn't curious any of the cases of Kazayas that were stated in our Mishnah? And as Rashi points out, that our Mishnah discussed the case of Kazayas by four cases, twice by Machshavas Chutzal Mekoymai, number one, Lechel Kazayas Meshira Bechutz, and number two, Lahakta Kazayas Mekoymtsa Bechutz, and also twice by Machshavas Chutzal Manai, Lechel Kazayas Meshira Lemacha, and Lahakta Kazayas Mekoymtsa Lemacha. Rav explains that Rav Chiya felt that certainly the next part of our Mishnah that taught us a klal, and as the Mishnah stated on the top of Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, Zeh klal kol koymitz oinosim bekli hamoil chamakdei lechel davish shidak lechel lahakde davish shidak lahakdei chutz l'mekoymit pasul ve'im bekaris chutz l'zmanei pigel v'chiyavon lov karis uvach yakov v'matik mitzvasai. Even though when the Mishnah brings down this klal, it doesn't mention anything about a kezayis, but certainly it's going back to the Rish of our Mishnah. The Rish of our Mishnah discussed that someone had a machshava either lechel kezayis b'shirah b'chutz or lahakde kezayis b'koymitz b'chutz. Chametz, or Lech Kazayis Peshira Lamachar, or Lehakta Kazayis Mekonis Lamachar, and even though the Reisha was only discussing the Avodah of Kmitza, however, the Klal actually speaks about all four Avodahs, therefore the same Dinim, but the Geyadis Machshavahs, would apply by all four Avodahs, and the Psulim of the Reisha doesn't only apply to where someone had an improper Machshava while performing Kmitza, but it also applies if one had an improper Machshava while performing any of the other Avodahs that are done with the Kmitz, and would be Mashma that the Psul of Pigel would apply in all cases of the Reisha, even where at the time of Nesina Bakli or Lacho Akhtar of the Kmitza, part of the Shiraim was no longer around, and it was only a Kazayis remaining of the Shiraim. Kayan stated that he's doing this Avodah with the intent to eat this remaining Kazayis, Chutzal Mekaymai, Chutzal Zmanai. Even so, the Karbon would be Pasol, and if his intent was for Chutzal Zmanai, then if the Kayan would eat the Shiraim, then he'd be Chayav Kayis. And clearly we see that even though the Shiraim were Chasar, and we only had a Kazayis, that the Kayan Machshava would eat this remaining Kazayis, either Chutzal Zmanai or Chutzal Mekaymai, is Mayol, since we find that the Kayan's Machshava during these Avodahs are Mayol Pigol. So similarly, if all these Avodahs are done properly, then although the Friar Bechron will be Asa to eat the Shiraim, however, there would no longer be an Issa Me'ilah, these Avodahs would also have an effect on the Issa Me'ilah. And Lemaisa would seem that at this point, this would already suffice as a riot to the Din of Rava. However, certainly we should all be bothered as to how Rava knew that when the Mishnah discussed the scenario where one had Kavan to eat a Kazayis of Shiraim, the Mishnah was discussing a case where the rest of the Shiraim are no longer around, as maybe the Mishnah is just discussing a standard scenario where the entire Shiraim are still around. And even so, the Mishnah teaches us that if the Kohen had improper machshava regarding at least the Kazayis of Achilas Shiraim, then the Karbon would be pasul. And Rava's proof is that it must be that the Mishnah is discussing a scenario where the rest of the Shiraim is no longer around, as we can then understand why Rav Chiya was not gurus these words in his version of our Mishnah. And let us see Rashi, two lines in the bottom of the Amid, Bahaid Loitani Rav Chiya, Lab Mishum Le Sphir Le Hachi, Le Pogla de Rebbe, the Stomach of Masis and Rebbe, El Mishum Le Matzal Ukbe Le Klu Masis and Bechai Gavna, as Rashi explains that certainly even Rav Chiya would agree to this halacha. Rav Chiya is not Chiluk on our Mishnah, as the Tan of our Mishnah is Rebbe, and certainly Rav Chiya would not be Chiluk on Rebbe. However, Rav Chiya still specifically did not want to be gurus these words in our Mishnah, as there is one scenario the Psul of Pigel could not apply. That is a scenario where after the Kohen already did a proper kibitza, actual kibitza flour was lost, and there was only a kazayis of the kibitza that was left over. Since all agree that once a kibitza becomes chasar, the carbon is pasul, so certainly even if one would have a machshavas pigel while placing this kazayis into klisharis, or during her lach or haktar of this kibitza, he would have kavana to be makdis kibitza chutzal zmanu chutzal mekaymai, certainly the psul of pigel wouldn't apply, as it's loy mail loy married, since the carbon was already completely pasul, since he doesn't have a full kmitza. And since b'negia the kmitza, Chiya felt that we cannot be goyis lahak the kazayis kmitza b'chutz, lahak the kazayis mikmitza l'machar. Therefore, Chiya was also not goyis lechol kazayis mishira b'chutz, lechol kazayis mishira l'machar. Even though certainly in those cases the din of the mishnah is correct, the din of pigel would still apply, even if all of the shirayim of the carbon mincha was lost, and all that is remaining is a kazayis of the shirayim. Although when we read the Gemara based on our Gersa, however, according to the Pshat that we just mentioned, which is the Pshat of Rashi, starting on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, the proper Gersa should be the Kivan de Matan Kli Uvahilo Chavak Torah Loi Masin Le Oikazayis Bekmitza. Therefore, Bishurayim Nami Loi Toni Oikazayis. Since, as we just explained, that in the case of Kmitza, certainly we can't say that they lost part of the Kmitza. As if they lost part of the Kmitza, then the entire Akhtar of the Kmitza would not be valid. Therefore, Machshava of Chutzal Zmanu Chutzal Mekaymai would be loy mailav loy married, and therefore Abchia was not curious to words oikazayis b'negei kmitza, and therefore even though the words oikazayis b'negei shirayim would be able to make sense, as certainly Abchia is not being chaylik on the Tanava Mishnah, and as Rav explained, that certainly the Tanava Mishnah holds that even if one lost all of the shirayim of a korb mincha, he still has a kazayis, and he had a machshavas pigol, and it would pass the korbin. But even so, Abchia did not want to be curious to words oikazayis b'negei shirayim either. As Rashi states at the top of Daf Yud Beis and Beis, Oikazayas, the Kiyun Machshavas Gimel Vidis Halolo Makminim Bikshakvach Chosra Shraim Vamdo Akazayas, Hilkachloi Mosil Misne Akazayas, Mekhaim Tzalamachar, Dumin de Shraim, Demchisa Kaimis Vishas Machshava, Kva Psulo Vle Mefagal Muncha Bahim Machshava. Therefore, Rashi explains Hilkach, Kiyun Le Misle Oikazayas Mekhaim Tzah, and since Rav Chiya felt that he can't be gurus the words Oikazayas Benegay Kmitza, so Le Tonakazayas Bishraim, in order for there to be symmetry in the Mishnah, Therefore, Rav Chiya was not curious towards Kazayas B'negei Shiraim either. Before we continue, let's go back to Rashi at the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Min Aleph, and four lines on the bottom of the Amid, Rashi states, the Avagab de Machshavas Kmitza Lek Lameh Meshekva Chasru, even though B'negei Machshava at the time when someone is performing Kmitza, it's impossible to say that any part of the Mincha was lost, as the Imkain Havali Mincha Shechasru Kaidim Kmitza Psula, as if the Kain is performing Kmitza at a time when all of the Soilus is not there, and part of the Mincha was already lost, then certainly the Mincha would be Pasul, even without a Machshavas Pigel. The Machshavas Pigel would be Loi Ma'il of Loi Ma'irid, and as Rashi states, Vesu Loi Mikbar V'Pigel, and if so, certainly in the first scenario of our Mishnah, we are discussing the Kain that is in the middle of performing Kmitza and had a Machshavas Pigel, certainly all the flour of the Mincha was still there. Certainly the Rashi of the Mishnah is not discussing a case where the Mincha was Chasa at all. However, in the scenarios of the Sefer, where the Sefer Mishnah is discussing a case, the Kohen was performing the Matanis Kli, or the Hiluch or Haktara, and he had Machshavas Pigel while he was doing those Avodais, those cases, we could say that the Mishnah is even teaching us a greater Chiddush, even if part of the Shirayim is no longer around, and there's only Kazayas left, since Rabbi Yechon holds that even though the Shirayim is Chasar, that one could still be Mak to the Kmitza, therefore, if the Kohen would have Machshavas Pigel, and would have Machshava Chutzl Mekoymo, Chutzl Zmanoi, then the Korban would become Pigel, and Ayin Rashi and Daf Yud Beis and Beis, in the first of the narrow lines, Rashi now continues to discuss the Reisha, as V'Reisha G'chashe B'Kmitza, the Mislei Oikazayas Apikoymeds, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, which is discussing where the Kohen is performing Kmitza, certainly at that point, when the Mishnah mentioned Oikazayas, it can't be talking about a case where all the Korban was missing, and you only had a Kazayas left, as certainly if you're doing Kmitza, and you're missing any part of the flour, then the Kmitza would not be valid, and therefore it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the entire Mincha was there. While the Kohen was performing Kmitza, he had Machshavas Pigel, he had Kavona to eat the Shirayim Bechutz, or Kazayas Mishirayim Bechutz, or to be Makta Kremtze Bechutz, or Kazayas of the Kremitz Bechutz, that he vada b'shalei chosra adayim esukma, certainly you couldn't have been missing any part of the Mincha at that point, as we explained. And if so, why couldn't Rav Chiya be gurious towards Kazayas in the Reish of HaMishnah? Zok Rashi, afilu hachi, kibin the sefer le misle ha-kremetz, le toni le bireisha, afilu ha-shirayim, ayin shom. More now continues, Amalei Abayit, Abayit respond to Rava, you have no raya from HaMishnah, and from the Braisa of Rav Chiya, that HaMishnah is talking about a case, one lost all the shirayim and was only left with the Kazayas. It's possibly in that scenario, even though if one would actually do the Akhtar of the Kmitza, it would be valid. However, the Maisa, since you would not be able to eat the Shirayim, even if the Kohen would have Kavana to eat the Shirayim, Chutzl Zmanu, Chutzl Mekoymai, that would be Loi Ma'il of Loi Ma'irid, and it would not be considered Pigel, as the Shirayim are not a Dovah Shadakir Lechol. Really, our Mishnah is discussing a scenario, the full Shirayim was still around, the Kohen either said, I'm having Kavana to eat all of the Shirayim, Chutzl Mekoymai, Chutzl Zmanai, or he said, I'm having Kavana to eat the Kazayas of these Shirayim, Chutzl Mekoymai, Chutzl Zmanai, but certainly all of the Shirayim were there. The reason why in Rav Chiya's Braisa, he was not curious towards Kazayas, because the Braisa of Rav Chiya is going according to the Shita of Elazar, and as Rashi states, L'choshev Haktara Atshiyakta Kulai. Before we continue, let us explain the machlekes between the Chacham and Rav Elazar in the Mishnah Masechta Svachim, as although all agreed that in order for Haktara of the Kaimates to validate a Mincha, one has to be makta the full Kaimates. However, the Chacham hold that one would still be Ivan Issa of Haktara Bechot if one is even makta Kazayas of the Kaimates outside of the Azara. Rav Elazar holds that just like the Kim of the Haktara of the Kmitza, the Mizbeach Befnim is Dafka if you are makta the entire Kmitza. Therefore, the only way to be Ivan the Issa of Haktara Bechot is if one would be makta the entire Kmitza. Similarly, although our Mishnah is going like the Shita Chachamim, and therefore our Mishnah taught us that if one had Kavana while doing an Avodah to be makta Kazayas of the Kmitza, Chutzl Mekoymai, or Chutzl Zmanai, the Korban would be Pasol. However, Rav Chiya taught the Braisa Lefi the Shita Rav Elazar. Lefi Rav Elazar, the only way one would pass the Korban Machshavas Pigel is if they had Kavana to be makta the full Kaimates, either Chutzl Mekoymai or Chutzl Zmanai. However, if they only had Kavana to be makta Kazayas of the Kaimates, Chutzl Mekoymai or Chutzl Zmanai, then the Korban would not be Pasol. Lefi Zeh, since in the case where someone had Machshava to be makta Kmitza, Rav Chiya could not be Geris, and he only had Machshava to be makta Kazayas of the Kmitza, as in that case, Rav Elazar would not hold that it would be Pigel, even though certainly Rav Elazar would agree that if one had Kavana to eat a Kazayas of Shirayim Chutzl then that would certainly be a case of pigol, and the carbon would be pasul. Even so, in order to have symmetry in the brisa, Rav Chiya also did not discuss a case where while doing an avodah, one had kavana to eat a kezayis of the shirayim chutzal mekaymo chutzal zmanoi, even though certainly that would be a case of pigol. Now that we explained the Gemara outside, let us see the Gemara inside. As Amalei Abaye, as Abaye responded to Rava, Lord, that from the brisa of Rav Chiya, you don't have a raya that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a chesaron in the shirayim. It's how money Rabbi Lezihi, as the reason why Rav Chiya was not curious the case of kezayis, is because Rav Chiya's brisa was going according to the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, and the Tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, which discusses the chiyuv of kares for doing an avodah chutz la'azara. The Chacham teach us hakoyim mitzvah avoyna v'akteres or minchas koyin or minchas koyin mashiach or minchas nesachim shehikru me'achas mehem kezayis b'chutz chayiv. If a koyin is makted a kmitza of a minchas Yisrael, or he's makted a levoyna of a minchas Yisrael, or he's makted a kteres that is brought two times every single day on a mizbeach apnimi, or he is makted the entire minchas koyinim, which we know a mincha of a koyin is kuli kolol, or he's makted a mincha of the koyin mashiach, which is brought every single day and is also kuli kolol, or he was makriv the minchas nesachim, which is also kuli kolol, and he was makriv any of these items outside of the azara. So chum hold, although the proper way to bring these items is to bring more than a kezayis, however, if this person actually did aktara outside of the azara, he was makter at least the kezayis, then he would still be chayiv kares, where Rabbi Elazar poita at shiakter is kuloi. And as we explained, that Rabbi Elazar holds that the only way that one will be chayiv for being makriv of something chutz lazara is only if he did it in the same way that he would do the sakrava inside the azara, and therefore if one was only makter kezayis outside of the azara, they would not be chayiv kares, since the brice of Rabbi Chiya is going according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Chiya couldn't bring a case that a carbon would become pigol and would be pasul if someone had kavana while doing an avodah, it would be makter kezayis to the kmitza chutz lazmanu chutz lmekaymai. As if you Rabbi Elazar, a machshava that is less than the full share of the carbon would not be considered a machshava, and therefore our Gemara continues v'kivin the bekmitza le'masinle oy kezayis mekaymtze bechutz. And since benegay the kmitza, Rabbi Chiya could not be gerus that one had kavana while doing an avodah l'hak the kezayis mekaymtze bechutz. Therefore, b'shirayim nami le'masinle oy kezayis. Even though benegay the shirayim, certainly he could have been gerus in his brisa that one had kavana lechol kezayis mishirayim bechutz or lechol kezayis mishirayim lemachar. Even so, in order to create symmetry, the Rabbi Chiya wasn't gerus the din of kezayis by shirayim either. The Gemara continues and asks a question on Abaya. How could Abaya state Rabbi Chiya's brisa is going according to Shita Rabbi Elazar, but you Rabbi Elazar, hay lahak the koimtza, lahak the koimtza v'leinosu mebayle, the tnan, and as the next Mishnah Masechta Zvachim tells us, koimitz v'alvayna shehikves echemem b'chutz chayiv, Rabbi Elazar poita at shiakves shneyem. The Gemara's question is based on another machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, as the Chacham hold that even though a koimitz and l'vayna are part of one mincha, and they're brought together when bringing a mincha, however, if one would be makter either the koimitz or the l'vayna b'chutz by themselves, and for example, they would only be makter the kmitza b'chutz, or they would only be makter l'vayna b'chutz, they would still be oivan aktaris chutz. However, Rabbi Elazar holds that since the kmitza and l'vayna are part of the same mincha, and they can't be separated, therefore one would not be chayif aktaris chutz, unless he would makter both the kmitza and l'vayna together outside of the azara. And this is similar to what Rabbi Elazar just taught us, that the issa of aktaris b'chutz is not based on someone being makter kezayis outside of the azara. The issa is only when someone does an avodah outside of the azara, the same way that he would have done this avodah inside the azara. Therefore, Agamor is that how can you explain that the brisa of Chiya is going like Rabbi Elazar? The fear of Rabbi Elazar, it wouldn't be enough to have kavanas pigel to be makted a kmitza by itself. Chutzel's mana, chutzel mekaymai. Only way that a korban would become pigel is only if one would have kavana to be makted both the kmitza and the levina, chutzel mekaymai or chutzel's mana. And lemaisa in the brisa of Rabbi Chiya, Chiya states that the din of pigel would apply while doing an avodah. One had kavana to be makted a kmitza, chutzel mekaymai, chutzel's mana. If Rabbi Chiya was really going like Rabbi Elazar, then he should have stated that one had kavana to be makted a kmitza as well as the levina, chutzel mekaymai, chutzel's mana. The Gemara answers that inechinami according to Rabbi Chiya, since he's going like the shita Rabbi Elazar, so certainly when someone is bringing a normal mincha, then the only way that the psula pigel would apply is only if while doing an avoda one had kavana, it would be makted a kmitza as well as the levina, chutzel mekaymai, chutzel's mana. Although in the brisa of Rabbi Chiya only spoke about one having kavana to be makted a kmitza of the mincha, and he didn't mention that you have to have have kavana to be makdir the kmitz of the mincha as well as the levoina chutzal mekayim and chutzal manai. And the Gemara explains the leinitzcha el lekayim the minchas chaytei that in the chenami the brayser Reb Chiya was talking about a specific scenario, and Reb Chiya was teaching us that if someone brings a minchas chaytei which we know doesn't come with shemen or levoina, specifically in that case, then if someone had kavana they would actually be makdir the kmitz of chutzal manai or chutzal mekayim, then the carbon would be pigol even without a machshava. There'll be makdir the levoina as there is no levoina involved in the minchas chaytei. Ayin Rashi that our Mishnah as well as the brayser Reb Chiya bring down a case al manas lehakdir levoina. So if while doing an avoda one had kavana, there'll be makdir the levoina chutzal mekayim chutzal manai, then it would be pigol. Chayil if you're Abelezer, only way to create a psul of pigol is only if you had kavana lehakdir kmitza as well as the levoina chutzal mekayim chutzal manai. However, Rashi explains that just like we find a carbon that doesn't come with levoina, which is the minchas chaytei, you also find a carbon mincha of the lechem apanim. That although certainly the mincha of the lechem apanim has flour as well as levoina, as you have the 12 chalais and then you have the shnei bezicha levoina that went on the mizbeach. However, the only thing that was actually hooked on the mizbeach was the shnei bezicha levoina. And as Rashi explains that when the brayser Reb Chiya stated al manas lehakdir levoina the tani masisa have a pigle, that this would be a case of pigle according to Reb Elezer, so we would have to explain that mukim lo belechem apanim the im balak taras levoina. The Gemara continues and is bothered. Ve'ichbil tana lashmin and kaimitz minchas chaytei, doesn't make sense that the tana would be matriach himself to explain the specific scenario b'negei kaimitz of minchas chaytei. The Gemara answers in that in a chenami this is the derech of the tana who explained the dinim of a kmitza of the minchas chaytei. And as the Gemara continues, v'chein ki asur avdimi amar blazer, and avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the name of blazer kaimitz the minchas chaytei who of blazer he. This price is referring to the kmitza of the minchas chaytei, and it's going like the shita of blazer. Gemara now continues that although Rava initially brought a raya from the Brice Rab Chia that Lefira Beichran that holds that even with the Shirayim Machasa, one could still be mak to the Kmitza, and even though it would not be mak to the Shirayim Bachila, whether this Haktara is considered a full-fledged Haktara, therefore number one, when performing this Haktara, then if he had Machshavas Pigol, then the Din of Pigol would apply. Number two, if he did a full-fledged Haktara, even though the Haktara was not mak to the Shirayim Bachila, however Lemaisa the Haktara would remove the Issam Ila from the Shirayim. Our Gemara now continues, Hadam Rava Lab Milsi Dami. Rava now actually states that I agree with Abaya that you can't necessarily bring a raya from the Brice of Reb Chiya. And as Rashi states, the Vadi Loi Mahani Lu Haktara Lu Shirayim Shechasu. Now I hold that even with Fira Bechlan, and even though one is doing Haktara for Shirayim Shechasu, any Kavanah's Pigol that occurs while someone is doing this Haktara would not have any effect of Pigol. In addition, even if one did a proper Haktara, that would not remove the Issam Ila from the Shirayim. Rava continues to bring a raya from a Brice as the Tanya is willing to the Brisa, and this Brisa is discussing the Achil of Lechem Apanim, which goes to a Kayin. The Pasuk in Pashas Emma states, V'hoysel Aaron Levana v'achlu b'makom kodai ki kodesh kodashim hulai me'isha Hashem chakaylam. The Brisa teaches us that the Pasuk didn't have to say the Lashon Hu, and since the Pasuk says kodesh kodashim hu, so we learn shim nifrusa achas ben chalaseh kulam sulais, and all of the chalais would have to be burnt. Rav is medayik that the mashma from the Brisa, that the only time that we would say it's puzzle is only with one of the chalais of Lechem Apanim was chaser. However, yotzeis oinitmeis, if one of the chalais left azara, or one of the chalais became tamei, hani deikah gavay ksheirais, then all the other chalais would be kosher. And man shamet le da'am azrikam el sliyotze rabbi kivi, v'ka'ama nifus aloi. The raya of Rava is that this braisa teaches us that in order for the kohanim to be able to eat the lechem apanim, all of the lechem must be sholem at the time of the haktaras bezichin. And even if one of the chalais or the lechem apanim broke on Shabbos, after this man, that the bezichin could be hooked to al mizbeach, which we previously defined as during the seventh hour, even though a piece of the lechem apanim broke off and is now missing, the bezichin can still be brought on the mizbeach. However, as we learned at Daf Chesam and Aleph, that since one lechem apanim is chaser, all of the lechem apanim would still not be able to be eaten by the koinim. Rav is medayik from the brisa that the issa achila of the lechem apanim only applies where one part of lechem was lost. But if all of the lechem apanim are still shalem and they're still around, one of the lechem became possible because it went out of the azara, or if one of the lechem became tamei and therefore couldn't be used, then we could be medayik from this brisa that once the kohanim would be makd to the bezichin, then the kohanim could eat all of the lechem as we consider as if all the lechem are together. And since we mentioned many times that a haktaras bezichin by the lechem apanim is connected to zrikas adam of a regular carbon, so we see that haktaras bezichin or zrikas adam even work for a carbon that had a psul yotze. Therefore, based on this diuk, we see that this brisa is going lefi the shita Rabbi Akiva that zrikas me'el sliyotze, and as we saw from the diuk, haktaras bezichin works even though one lechem was Yotze, even though this Brisa is going like Rabbi Akiva, even so, the Ikka Brisa taught us that Taurus Bezichin is not Yotze Midei Chesaron and can't fix a psul with a Lechem HaPanim is Chasar. Therefore, Rav has a Raya, even though the Fira Beichran, one could be Makhtar Kmitza, even though the Shirayim was Chasar. However, the Akhtar is not considered a valid Akhtar of Benegea Pigol, and it's also not considered a valid Akhtar in order to remove the Issa Me'ila from the Shirayim. Rav now changed his original Shita, and Rav now holds that if one had a Machshavas Pigol while performing Akhtar's Bezichim for a carbon with a Lechem HaPanim was Chasar, the Machshava would not have any effect on the carbon, and the carbon would still be Kosher. And similarly, if one did Akhtar's Bezichim properly, but part of Lechem HaPanim was Chasar, then the Akhtar's Bezichim would not have the power to remove the Issa Me'ila from the Lechem HaPanim. Similarly, by regular Mincha, the Akhtar's HaKoymeitz could not remove the Issa Me'ila from the Shurayim, and the Machshavas Pigol during the Akhtar's HaKoymeitz by Mincha that the Shurayim HaChasar wouldn't affect the carbon at all. Before we continue, let us remember, initially after Rava brought a Raya from the Brice of Abchia, so Abaye asked a question on Rava and tried to slug up Rava, and now that Rava brought a Raya to his other side, and actually was trying to be Maida to Abaya, so now Abaye will once again ask a question on Rava, and we see the intellectual honesty that the Amoraim had, and we see this quite often in the Gemara, and as the Gemara now continues, Amalei Abaya, the Abaye responded to Rava, the only way that you bring this Raya from this Brisa, only based on a Dirk, that the only time that the Brisa stated its din is only by Chasar, but not by Yotzeis. However, Zokt Abaye, Mik Taniha Yotzeis, what does Brisa actually state? If the Lechem would be outside the Azara, and the Akhtar Sabizichim would be Moyol, and would make all the Lechem upon him that are inside the Azara Kosher, therefore Rava had a Raya that this Brisa is going like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. But Zokt Abaye, could be that your Dirk is wrong, as it could be that even in the case of Yotzeis, then the same didn't apply, and our Brisa is actually going like the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, and the Akhtar's Bezichim would not be Moyol Yotzei, just like Zrika is not Moyol Yotzei, according to Rabbi Lezer. And as Abaye continues, Dilma Hodit Meis Hanach Kshereis, that maybe the Dik that we should make, that specifically in a case where one Lechem HaPanim became Tamei, then if we makted the Bezichim, then the rest of the Lechem HaPanim would be Kosher, and it would be Mutta for the Kainim to eat the rest of the Lechem HaPanim. And the reason why there would be a difference between the case of Tuma and the case of Yotzei and the case of Chaser is, as Abaye continues and explains, as my Taima, and the reason why there would be a difference is because Benegea Tumah, we know that the Tzitzit Meratza on Tumah, though specifically Benegea Tumah, that we hold that the Haktarah of the Shtei Bezichin could help the rest of the Lechem Aponim. However, certainly the Dinner of Brisa even applies where one of the Lechem Aponim went out of the Azara, and even so, be makhted the Shtei Bezichin could not be makhshed the rest of the Lechem Aponim Ba'achila, just like the Haktarah of the Bezichin cannot help a case of Yotzeis. The Brisa specifically teaches us that Lefi Rabbi Elazar, if one of the Lechem HaPanim are Chasar, even though Lefi Rabbi Eichlan, one could do the Haktarah of the Shtei Bezichin, whether this Haktarah would not be matter any of the 12 Lechem HaPanim, and similarly the Psul Pigol wouldn't apply while doing this Avodah of Haktarah. In addition, the Haktarah would also not remove the Issa Me'ila from the rest of the Lechem HaPanim. Ein Rashi do a Maskel Avod Yotzeis, the Ein Tzitz Meratz Al Yotzei, Le Miskashri Einach Degavoy, Mishum Delek Haktarah Al Yud Beis Chalois, Da Chasulu Ein Shom. Abaye continues and is bothered that L'chayr, since this Bryce is talking about a psul of Chasar, since this Bryce is going with Yerab Lezer, and the same din would apply by a case of Yotzei, so why didn't the Bryce also mention that if one of the Lechem HaPanim would go out of the Azara, then the Akhtar of the Shtei Bezichin would not be mulled for the Lechem HaPanim? And as Abaye continues, V'dinu di'boi l'misne nami Yotzeis, and really this Bryce should have also mentioned the din of Yotzeis, Haidik Tani Nifrasar, and the reason why this Bryce is specifically talking about a case where the Lechem HaPanim was Chasar, in order to teach us a chiddush, as Hakam Ashbalon dafil nifrasa di ise bifnim loy mahanin lehaktarah, certainly the Brisa understood that in a case where there was one lechem aponim that was yotzeis, certainly since one lechem aponim is not together with the rest of lechem aponim, then certainly the haktarah cannot help in order to allow someone to eat the rest of lechem aponim. However, one may have thought that in the case of nifrasa, where all the lechem aponim are together in the azara, and just one lechem aponim is missing one piece, possibly the kohen did haktarah's bezichin, then the haktarah would be Moyol, would allow us to eat the Lechem HaPanim, Mashbulon, that even in this case, Haktarah of the Bezichin would not be Moyol for the Lechem HaPanim. Baya continues that now that I explained that this price is not necessarily going like Rabbi Kiva, so therefore, Avala Rabbi Kiva da'am is Zrika Moyol Sliyetzei, but since we find Rabbi Kiva holds that Zrika is Moyol Sliyetzei, Lefi Rabbi Kiva, Fidu Chesarin, Nam Mahan Le Haktarah, Lefi Rabbi Kiva, even if a person would do Haktarah of the Shnei Bezichin for the Lechem HaPanim that was Chasar, similarly, in regard to a regular Kar Mincha, if one would do Haktarah of the kmitza, a case where the shirayim was chaser, this haktara would be mahanyalei, and if someone had kavanas pigal while performing this haktara, then the karm would be pasal. If one did a prop haktara, then that would remove the isim ilah from the shirayim as well. Keep in mind that at the end of the sugya, according to Abaya, Abaya is not going like the sheet of Rav Huna that we previously had on Amud Aleph, and he's also not going like the sheet of Rava that we previously had on Amud Aleph. Rav Huna held that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that generally holds Zrika Ma'el Sli Yitze. However, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that this only applies by Yitze. However, Haktara would not be Ma'el for Chasarin. Similarly, Rava taught us that even according to Rabbi Lezer, that generally holds that in Zrika Ma'el Sli Yitze, however, Zok Rava, that the din of Rabbi Lezer only apply to Yitze, and that is because the Leisa Bifnim. However, by a case of Chasarin, which is Bifnim, then even Rabbi Lezer would agree to Rabbi Kiva that's Mahanalei Haktara. And even though certainly Rav Huna and Rava were Chaylik as to what the din would be, someone did the Haktara Sakmitza with the Shirayim Mechasar, both Rav Huna and Rava agree that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, and both would have the same Shita in the scenario where the Haktara was done with the Shirayim Mechasar. However, Lefi Abaya, just like we had a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, the Gate of Psil Yaitse, and Rabbi Kiva held that Zrika Me'el Sli Yaitse, and Rabbi Lezer hold that Zrika is not Me'el Sli Yaitse, so the same machlekes would still apply in a Gate of Psil of Chasarin. Rabbi Kiva would hold that Haktara would be Me'el Chasarin, while Rabbi Lezer would hold that Haktara is not Me'el Chasarin, and we will stop over here.